Today we're joined in studio, feature chat from the Ham Sandwich Theater Company. We are here with our esteemed director, Alain Lachapelle. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
And from the cast, you could, I guess, introduce yourself.
My name is Susan Gunsery.
All right. So we have got quite a to-do going on tonight. Alain, the director, I just... how many ham sandwich shows have you been a part of? Let's see if we can do the math on this one.
God. So I've been here for 8.5 years. I think I only missed maybe 3. So probably about 14.
Oh, wow. This is 13, close 14. To Beth and Tom Heine level
right?
here.
Yeah.
All right. So you have directed the show. Just so folks know, how does the directing process take place? Do you have to apply? Do you have to do a series of mental and physical challenges? How does this all work?
Absolutely. It all culminates in a fight to the death
between two
people. I won last time.
Yeah, that's right.
So
poor Landis.
Exactly. She's gone.
That's where she went.
Yeah.
No, it's really, with the Ham Sandwich Group, we usually decide at AGMs that we have every year
who's
on the docket. Exactly. So in the name. I was slated to do one since 2020. I was going to be doing the next one. And, of course, with COVID, it all kind of fell through. And then, it was basically my turn to do one again. I enjoyed doing it, so I figured might as well come back with a bang after COVID.
So how was this play, The Butler Did It? How was this selected? Did you select it? Were you assigned it? How does that all work?
Well, originally I was going to do this one in the fall of 2020 because it only had adults, a smaller-ish cast. So that way, if things got canceled, we weren't going to crush any kids by canceling a show that they had been rehearsing.
Right? Mentally, not physically.
Yes, mentally. Exactly.
Their hopes and dreams, not their bodies.
Exactly, yeah. It was given to me by Leslie, another stalwart of Ham Sandwich. It's a comedy. I love murder mysteries, and I figured, hey, let's do this.
Yes, so we have also here the star, the lead, Susan Gunsery.
Oh, stop saying that.
What?
I'm just the sucker with the most lines.
I'm
come on.
Just reading what you wrote for me.
I
here.
Didn't write that.
You play the role of Miss Maple.
Yes.
All right. So tell us a little bit about your character.
Oh, Miss Maple's insane. She's completely over the top. She is overdressed. She is, no matter what goes on in this insane situation, she is just heck-bent on having this party. Like, she's a trip. She's been very fun to play. I like Miss Maple.
Okay, so she has invited a cast of characters to, we don't know if it's her home,
yes.
But it's a home of some kind.
If you've ever seen anything like, what's that one, House on Haunted Hill or Clue or something like that, you know, there's this one in... sane person throwing this party and all these interesting other people start to show up and things unfold from there.
So this is sort of a spoof on those Agatha Christie style murder mysteries where everybody is invited and to a very elaborate home and someone gets knocked off and everybody is a suspect.
Yes, pretty much. It's supposed to be just an innocent fun time that's all kind of made up and then things just kind of go haywire and here we are.
All right, tell us a little bit about who else has been cast in this wild murder comedic mystery whodunit.
Well, there's this guy called Raphael Saray.
I hear he's boffo.
I will say about him that he's ineligible for handsomest man in football, which I think is
professionals.
Come on.
It's like the Olympics. Yeah. No professionals.
Let's do a writing campaign.
Right. I know.
That's right. How am I going to be Eddie Trubiak?
Start a petition.
Yeah, no, but we have a great cast, 10 people, Susan and Raph, we have Beth Heine, Anna Harrison, Jordana Ouellette, Tristan Barteski, Cheryl Feshin, Mark Wendland, Mark McDonald, and who did I miss? It's so hard. I always have to count in my head when I'm there to make sure everybody's there.
Lana.
Oh, Lana LeClaire. Oh, no.
I remembered her. She won't be mad at me.
Correct.
Well, yeah, no, it's a great cast. It's nice that it's all adults, you know. We had a really good time rehearsing. Had a lot of laughs and...
a lot of obscenities were hurled that we couldn't do during Chronicles of Narnia.
Yeah, exactly, which is always nice, right?
Yeah.
And I think everybody is just ready to make everybody in the audience laugh now. Share the laughter.
We hope so. We're going to be pausing at appropriate places for the laughter, so it would be good if it was there.
Wow, that's very ambitious. What part? part of this with McNuggets. Pause. Tumbleweed, tumbleweed. Cricket chirp, cricket chirp.
It's like, Dora, can you say red? No?
Where's the map? So, yeah, so these characters are sort of familiar, maybe not stereotype, but sort of classic murder mystery characters that you may have seen from other books and black and white films. Like, there's sort of a Sherlock Holmes type. There's sort of the boozy private eyes. There's a sinister minister involved. There's a female James Bond. There's Mark McDonald. There's everything.
Very shifty house staff.
Yes, very shifty house staff who are not very good at cleaning.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so it's great. It's all those different tropes, and it's all, you know, those things you'll see in one of those kind of stories, right? Somebody's not who they say they are. Ooh, there's a secret passage
There's accusations. Right? Everybody's... Yeah. Well, yeah, so the thing, I guess the plot is, loosely, is so all these detectives are brought in, and something happens, so everybody is kind of trying to figure it out at the same time. Who done it?
Exactly. Yes.
There we go.
Exactly.
Trying to figure out.
But they're not all that smart.
But they are. They're what they lack in quality. They make up for in vigor.
Yes, exactly. That's a good way to put it. Yeah.
All right. So let's. This is because I'm in advertising now. Next is call to action. That's what you say here. So just so people are aware of the guidelines at the community hall now.
Yes. They will not be asking for vaccine cards, but you will still need to wear your mask when you are in the community hall.
And the full capacity.
Full capacity. Full capacity. So if you don't have tickets yet and you're worried about it, just come at the door.
Yeah. Show up.
That's no problem. I think you can still buy them online.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. I haven't checked since yesterday.
If you got a data plan or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. But show up at the door if you want to. We will find a spot for you.
Yeah, you throw us $20 tonight and tomorrow night, and we will definitely find a seat
and
for you.
The sets are amazing.
Yes, we got the game credits. Yes.
Oh, my God. It's not just us clowning around on stage that makes this thing.
No, absolutely. Oh, no, yeah, the set crew, Sid, Lori, and his team have just been amazing. And you will.
Yes, you will think we spent a lot of Arts Council's money, and we simply spent the amount very smartly.
Yes, exactly.
It's beautiful. There's lightning and thunder and secret passages.
All right, and nothing is as it seems. Yes.
And nothing is as it seems.
Dun, dun, dun. All right, yes, cue dramatic music. It's The Butler Did It, comedic whodunit murder mystery put on by the Ham Sandwich Crew tonight and tomorrow night at 8:45. No, oh, guy, 7:30.
Come on.
That's right, just show up there late. 7:30, that is indeed tonight, because we put plays at 7:30 because when the big blast goes, people they throw off the people on stage. So that is happening tonight at the Arch Channing Auditorium inside of the voluptuous Flynn Flon Community Hall. Any final notes before we get wrapped up here, Susan and Ellen?
Buy some tickets.
Buy some tickets,
show.
Yes. There we go. Let's do it. And just so we should know, that all local cast and crew have worked very hard on this. Your friends and neighbors on stage.
Yes.
I know we have very talented visual arts, very talented music people. If you have never seen a Ham Sandwich production, I think it is time you do that.
Yes, and this is one to get your feet wet. Absolutely.
There's so much going on in this one. You might want to get a ticket for both nights.
All right. Yes, it might be different shows.
Right? Just so you catch it all. Just
that's
so you're
what
like,
live theater.
You might see more clues.
Nothing like live theater. That is happening tonight, tomorrow night, Flin Flon Community Hall. The Butler Did It at 7:30 for only $20, worth every penny. All right, Susan and Ellen, thanks for dropping by and chatting with us here this morning.
Thank you.
See you at home.
8:42 with Naughty Girl. It's Bed, Breakfast, and Beyonce here on 102.9 CFAR, your radio.